Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
29579. Who is this, by the way?
We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors.
Yeah, because I didn't authorize $56.95 to come out of my account. So I'm just trying to figure out who this is.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here. And what would be the first and last name?
Dawn, D-A-W-N, Schoenberger, S-H-O-E-N-B-E-R-G-E-R.
Okay, and please verify the street address.
Don't you have it? If you're billing me, don't you have my, if you're billing me, don't you have my information?
Yes, ma'am, but we have to verify the information on the account, ma'am.
Okay, 163 Augusta Plantation Drive, Myrtle Beach.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And I see that you have the KitchenAid and the membership to our Gadget website.
No, I do not. The $2 gadget thing, I mean the $2 thing for the KitchenAid, yes, but I didn't sign up for anything else. So can you get me off this list and then I'll contact my bank for fraud?
Well, we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 50%.
No, I didn't authorize anything. I didn't sign up for any gadget thing. I signed up for a $2 KitchenAid thing on Facebook, so, you know, shame on me. When I saw the $7.95, but when I just looked and saw the $56.95, I didn't sign up for anything, so I'm just going to report it to my bank as fraud. So can you take me off your list?
Yes, I'm
cancel that membership
now,
or whatever you need to do.
Yes, ma'am, and I refunded the $56.95 for you, and that'll be refunded and processed back into the account in 3 to 5 business days, and I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
I'm ready. Thank you.
It's CSN Charlie 26011402.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. And have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Bye.